Welcome back to God News You Can Use, giving God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise for the good stuff happening in the world. In Texas, something good is happening there. It's called Moses Law, where a mother can turn her baby into a fire station, no questions asked. And normally the number of babies being turned in might give some people pause, but it's actually a good thing. Ben and Gina, who have four grown children, were foster parents. And when the agency called and said, "We've got a baby and she's only 9 days old, can you take her?" they did not hesitate.
The number of cases has nearly doubled in the last 4 years.
She was so tiny. She was only 6 pounds.
But they could tell right away that there was a mother who really cared about this baby enough to give her up.
I can't imagine dressing her up and dropping her off. I know that had to have been really hard.
They were told to give the little girl a name and immediately thought of a Bible verse that had hung on their wall for years. "But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord."
It just got me thinking about her and that her mom had hopes and dreams for her too, and it just seemed fitting.
And that's what they named her, Hope, or as the little toddler calls herself, Hopi, which is adorable. We're going to get into God's word by reciting that same verse, Micah 7:7. "But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me." The mother who gave up that baby, I do believe she was heard. I believe that she cared enough about that little girl to put her in clean clothes and wrap her up in warm, clean blankets and drop her off at the fire station, thanks to Moses Law. And she hoped and prayed, I'm sure, in her heart that someone would take her little baby girl in and take care of her and even give her a name, Hope. And this story is full of it. I hope you enjoyed story number one. Story number two, is near and dear to my heart as a mom. I love this one so much. It's something called Pep Talk. And that is spelled P-E-P-T-O-C. And it's a pep talk from kindergartners for anybody who's feeling down or needs a word of encouragement. The story kind of speaks for itself. So I'm going to let you hear the kindergartners. It goes like this.
"Hi, welcome to Pep Talk, a public art project by Westside School. Please listen to the following options for encouraging messages. If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3.
And when you press some of those numbers, you get this.
Be grateful for yourself. Live it up. Be you.
Be happy. Believe in yourself.
Bro, you look great.
Now, I don't know who that last kid is, but I love him. Seriously. Bro, you looking great is a really great compliment. Even for women, I would say, and girls. Sure, I like that one. Very creative. That is your story number two for today. Like I said, it says it all. Short and sweet, but pretty awesome as we head to story number three. It's all about the kids this week with the God News You Can Use podcast. If you haven't already caught the theme, and why not add more kids to it? That's exactly what Roberta and Kevin said out of New York when a family of five came their way. And they were five siblings that did not want to be split up, and yet they were being put into separate foster homes. And that's when Roberta and Kevin said, "We have to take them all in and make them our own." This family of six otherwise quickly became a family of 11.
There are so many kids in foster care that are separated and don't see their siblings, and it is just heartbreaking because these poor children, this isn't their fault. They don't understand what's going on. They love their parents. They love their family. And to be separated just exasperates that so much. And that was how we made our final decision to bring all five together. We just couldn't bear the thought of them not being together.
I truly love this couple, Roberta and Kevin, now a family of 11. And you know what they said? They said, "We prayed on it, and this is where God led us." Awesome. This is your God News You Can Use. It's all about the kids today and about giving God all the glory. Of course, because now we head into God's word, Deuteronomy 10:18. "He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing." Oh, heart be still. Love these stories so much, and I'm so happy. Such a pleasure to bring them to you. And it's such a pleasure weekly to find these stories and then turn around and let's give God the glory. We see lots of good things happening in the world, and there's a God element in each and every one of those because all things work together for good for those who love Him. I hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. God News You Can Use can be found at godnewsyoucanuse.com, where you can catch up with the first 5 podcasts, or you can just like, follow, share on Facebook. Look for God News You Can Use because everybody needs good news. So please share it. I'd appreciate that. I'm Corey Reynolds. May the Lord bless you until I see you again. A brand new podcast each and every Friday.